A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priest and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a quote from an anonymous author, very interesting, which says, "Good decisions come from experience, and experience comes from bad decisions." It's an almost humorous twist, but we find ourselves challenged by today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew to make good decisions. And hopefully this will give us the experience to keep making the right and good decisions. This text finds Jesus once again in the company of those obstinate, self-righteous chief priests and elders who just earlier on had questioned Jesus' authority to teach. So now Jesus asked them their opinion about this father who had asked his two sons to go to work in the vineyard. The first says he will not go work in the vineyard, but then he does so anyway. And the second son, who says he will go work, never does go. Did you ever notice how throughout scriptures, Jesus is constantly giving us parables about two opposites, choosing between good and evil? His teaching is filled with comparisons between light and darkness, for example, or building a house on rock or sandy soil, entering by the broad or the narrow gate, gleaning out the wheat from the chaff, separating the sheep from the goats, the lesson of wise or foolish virgins, so on and on, the need to choose between two. Now today, we've got these two sons who are asked to go to work in the vineyard, and their decision to do so or not. Sometimes we make bad choices in our lives. That's what sin is. Hopefully, as the unknown author says, our bad decisions will eventually turn us around by experience to make good decisions now. Hopefully, our bad decisions in the past will also not cripple us for life, but give us the courage to repent and move on and choose to live happily in the Lord, where we make better and better choices each day. This Advent, I think we all need to be like the son who at first was disrespectful, perhaps, but then repents for his negative reply to his father, changes his decision, and finally does go into the vineyard to work. Today, the church is also celebrating St. Lucy, who made the heroic choice to dedicate her life to God, despite the pressure to abandon the Lord and become a pagan, to marry the man who was out to get her and turned her over to the emperor. Her life was a life and death choice, of course. After giving away all her wealth to the poor, she then gave her life to God, rather than to her suitor and Roman Emperor Diocletian. I doubt that St. Lucy made that final choice all of a sudden, but rather over years of practicing her faith, to make little choices that eventually strengthened her with the experience of making the right decision, even to the end, the big decision. Our pharisaical selves, you know, often want to make the right decisions, but we lack the humility to accept our wrongness. Or we intend to change, which never comes. Change someday, which never comes. We pretend that we have changed and really are working hard in the vineyard, but in fact we are not, like the Pharisees. It's the very example that Jesus gave to these chief priests and elders. Which one really did the Father's will? The one who eventually made the right decision and changed and went? Or the one who pretended to decide correctly but never changed? Well, as they say, we are called practicing Catholics because we still practice and keep practicing to make the right decisions for the Lord. So, happy Advent conversion to all of you. Meet you in the vineyard.